And at 8:39, it's good morning again to Darren.
Yeah, good morning as well, Audrey. Dundalk's future has been secured for now, and that's thanks to a local consortium which has completed a deal to take a majority stake of the club. Now, the group, led by local barrister John Temple, has agreed to underwrite wages and expenses for the rest of the season, and then they're going to assess the club's situation then. Very good news, and that allows the various Dundalk teams to focus their attention on the field matters. And the senior men's team in particular have some work to do. They're bottom of the Premier Division, 1 point behind their nearest neighbours, Drogheda. Dundalk travel to Sligo Rovers on Saturday night, and you can be sure these developments will give that squad a massive boost, as it does the supporters. The 1903 Dundalk Supporters Club met last night to reflect on the last few days, and Chair Orla Crilly had her work cut out on keeping emotions and the excitement in check during proceedings.
We're absolutely delighted this evening to hear that there are new owners coming into Dundalk, and we really look forward to working with them. The fans here in the town are going to be the cornerstone of everything that happens in Dundalk FC from here on out, and we're really ready and happy to be working and to make this club a success for now and in the future. Our hopes that the fan base can really work together with the new owners and all the relevant parties around the FAI and the politicians to bring success to the club and make it a sustainable venture.
Yeah, great news there from Dundalk. One game in the First Division last night. It ended scoreless between Bray and Wexford. The new look Champions League returned last night, and we got lots and lots of goals. Liverpool came from behind to beat AC Milan 3-1 in Italy. Aston Villa made a brilliant start. 3-0 victory away to Young Boys. Harry Kane scored four times as Bayern Munich beat Dynamo Zagreb 9-2. Wins also there for Juventus, Real Madrid and Sporting. Kylian Mbappe on the mark there for Real Madrid. His first goal in Europe for them. Last night a special one though for the new Liverpool manager Arne Slot. He celebrated his birthday and admitted afterwards he was happier with the players' efforts on the field than he was with their singing in the dressing room afterwards.
To celebrate it like this, first Champions League night for me at this special club in a very special stadium for Liverpool but also for Dutch people, and then to win it like the way we did is a good memory to take at my birthday.
And look, the players delivered you a very nice birthday present with a win on the pitch. Did they get you anything off it?
The players gave me a cake with a dessert. I think that's the
lovely
word to use. Yeah, tiramisu. So, and they sang for me. But I like more how they played than the way they sang today.
Yeah, I hope the tiramisu went down well as well. The live game on RT tonight is the meeting of Celtic and Slovan Bratislava. That game gets underway at 8 o'clock. There was also action last night in the English League Cup. Manchester United 7-0 winners against Barnsley. One all Premier League clash. Southampton beat Everton on penalties. Preston got the better of Fulham on penalties as well. Wait for this scoreline. It ended 16-15 in the shootout. That one went on pretty late. Wins also for Crystal Palace, Stoke and Sheffield Wednesday. Tonight, Brighton are in action against Wolves, and their new manager, Fabian Hurzler, he's expected to give Irish striker Evan Ferguson his first start of the season. Now, the teenager has been recovering from an ankle injury. The manager says he has nothing to prove.
He then has to show me what he can do, because I know what his potential is. I saw a lot of games from him already in the past when he played for Brighton. He's a great finisher in the box. He has the whole package for a striker. So for me, it's important that he integrate in our style of play, that he follows our principle. That's the most important for me. And he doesn't have to prove anything to me. He should do his work on the pitch, in possession, out of possession. He should help the team, and then he will have a great impact on our game for sure.
Yeah, let's hope things go well for him this evening. Munster head coach Graham Rowntree has strongly rejected talk that he and his former captain Peter O'Mahony fell out last season. Now, the Irish international stepped down as skipper with Munster after 10 years, and at the time there fueled a little bit of speculation that maybe there was a strain on the relationship with the coach. Well, Rowntree was speaking at yesterday's media briefing, and unprovoked, not asked about this directly at all, he was actually asked how he has changed as a coach in his last 2 years, and here's his answer.
I've been through some things I hadn't
expected. Yeah.
With the injury crisis, players retiring, players coming off national contract, their contract negotiations. What word did you use last week? Innuendos.
Me?
Not you. Well, do you use the word innuendos?
You never use that word on that.
Around Peter O'Mahony. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy. And by the way, on that, we didn't fall out. There was not a... I never raised my voice once. I raised my voice a lot in various contexts, but I've never raised my voice in any contract negotiations. You know, it just took a long time. It's complicated, that. That whole scenario was complicated. But we got to a great agreement.
Yeah, Graham Rowtree just tidying things up there, and that relationship with Peter O'Mahony. Finally, in Gaelic Games, All-Ireland champions Cork lead the list of nominees for the Camogie All-Stars. Two of their players, key players at that, Saoirse McCarthy and Laura Hayes, nominated for the PWC GPA Player of the Year, along with Galway's Aoife Donoghue.
Darren, thank you very much indeed. The leader of the Social Democrats, Holly Kearns, is with us after this.